All right, we're back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. This is your co-host, Kent Lundquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. I'd like to remind you we're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz, so we hope you'll make it a habit of joining us for some swinging sounds every Sunday night. I'm going to continue to highlight the jazz artistry of tenor saxophone Flip Phillips. And this is another recording that was done live at the Johanna Hotel in Miami, Florida, in 1957. This was a clef release. It was released under Buddy Rich. The drummer had the main billing on the album, but it was really a joint effort between Flip Phillips and Buddy Rich, who was joined by a couple gentlemen from Great Britain, Ronnie Ball on piano and Peter Inn on bass. They spent a lot of time in the United States, fine musicians. And here Buddy Rich and Flip Phillips take a page from the Count Basie songbook, and they do Topsy. Thank you. As you can tell from that applause, that was live in a club in Miami, May of 1957. It was actually on a Clef label, but it was released under the name of Buddy Rich Quartet. Of course, Buddy was the drummer on that particular track, along with Ronnie Ball on piano, Peter End on bass, and of course, that was our highlight artist of the week, Flip Phillips taking extended solo on a Count Basie item called Topsy.
Well, next we'll hear from Horace Silver on an LP entitled Song for My Father on the Blue Note label. In addition to Horace on piano, we'll hear from Carmel Jones on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Teddy Smith on bass, and Roger Humphreys on drums. And this is Horace's tune, the title tune from the album Song for My Father.
Thank you.
That was Song for My Father, the Horace Silver Quintet, with Horace on piano, Carmel Jones on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Teddy Smith on bass, and Roger Humphreys on drums. That was a best-selling album for Horace on the Blue Note label, released in 1965.
Now we're going to do something by our Spotlight Artist of the Week, tenor sax man Flip Phillips, out of the Arlen Kohler songbook. And this is the Flip Phillips Quartet, cut on the Clef label. And he brings in his favorite rhythm section at that time, at least for recording purposes, backed up by Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Buddy Rich is back here on drums. And this is Flip's version of I Got the World on a String. I Got a World on the String, It was the Flip Phillips Quartet, and of course Flip there on tenor sax, and a nice solo interlude on the piano by Oscar Peterson.
Well, next we'll hear from the Pole winners. The Pole winners individually are guitarist Barney Kessel, bassist Ray Brown, and drummer Shelly Mann. The LP is entitled the Pole Winners because they each won their individual pole on their individual instruments in 1957 Downbeat Pole. So they're going to do Duke Ellington's tune Satin Doll. Thank you. have a Satin Doll, featuring Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums, from an LP entitled The Pole Winners, released on the Contemporary label in 1957.
I'm going to return now to a CD released by our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Flip Phillips, and we played a track from this CD in the first hour. We're going to play one more. I thought it was a well-received album on the Arbor label, and Flip was at this club in Florida, the Bay Wolf in Fort Lauderdale, for about 3 years. So he had a tight little group, and he did very well in that club. And this is a little thing that was put together by, the credits go to Hodges and Ellington. Well, Hodges obviously wrote it, and Ellington wanted to make sure his name was on there for royalty purposes. So this is, let's listen to Flip do Hodgepodge.
Thank you.
Ah, yes, that was Flip Phillips live at the Bailiff Club in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, around December of 1977. And that was a neat little swinger that was written by Johnny Hodges, who played alto sax in the Duke Ellington band for about 25 years. A little, neat little thing called Hodgepodge.
Well, next we'll hear a tune written by Charlie Parker. It's from a LP entitled The Master on the Trip Jazz label, which is an anthology of his previous work. And it's got Charlie on alto sax, Red Callender on bass, Harold West on drums, and Errol Garner on piano. And the tune is entitled Cool Blues. Was Charlie Parker's tune Cool Blues. The lineup there is questionable. I guess it was Cecil Payne and who else, Kent?
Clark Terry on trumpet.
Yeah, I thought that was Clark Terry on trumpet. It was from an album entitled The Master on the Trip Jazz label. And not only did they not give me much in the way of personnel, they didn't give the date of the release or the date of the original.
Okay, we're going to finish out our highlight, the tenor sax artistry of Flip Phillips with the Flip Phillips Quartet back in the studio with Flip again on a Clef label, Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Buddy Rich on drums. And this is Flip's version of Birth of the Blues. as our featured artist of the week, tenor sax man Flip Phillips. It was the Flip Phillips Quartet, and it included Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass. He took that one right out of the archives. We're going clear back with Birth of the Blues.
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10. We've enjoyed being with you this evening. We hope you'll come back next Sunday night. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host is Kent Lindquist. And we're going to wrap up the evening with the Chico Hamilton Quintet from an album of the same name on the Pacific Jazz label. It will feature Chico on drums, Fred Katz on cello, Joe Paisano on guitar, Paul Horn on alto sax, and Carson Smith on bass. This is a tune Carson Smith wrote entitled Beanstalk. Thank you.